This is G.O. We ain't got nothing to do with plastic bags.
Unless you want to bet on
us. That's right. Although we will take, you know, we will take an exchange wager on how the bill goes. Huh?
Hey, I bet it to lose.
Now, in the true sense of exchange wagering, is there someone who would like to take the senator's bet that it would lose? We got action in the back. But we have to pair these up. They have to be exchanges because, pursuant to the Constitution, we can't do a banked game. So,
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Is the over under still at 16?
Give or take. And for purpose of this, I'll serve as the bookie.
This says it's mandated.
Yeah.
And here's the licensee, and I'll.
It's been amended.
I think I'll take my take out. You know, I'll do it for about 4%. Now, we haven't yet established the odds, do we?
This and its replacement. This it's the intent of the legislature that this House adopt a rule.
Well, I think she's in caucus. We were trying to meet before appropriations. These people are actually here for appropriations. They really don't care about us.
This bill's going to appropriations.
How long are we going to wait?
There's not waiting anymore. Let's get out
of
here. I think we'll give it another 10 minutes, Senator Harmon, and then.
10 minutes. Okay. If you don't have an internet computer, you just make a phone call.
Okay.
And then we'll have to go in there and finish the rest of that stuff.
Does anybody have anything entertaining that they could bring up? Is there? Oh, okay.
Why don't we take another vote on that real interesting thing that we just talked about, how to bet on losing.
There we go.
There's your chief of staff.
Who called this meeting anyway?
Chief of staff guy. Who's the
Tim Reardon right there.
Mr. Reardon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, why don't you have a seat? Can you? What do you know about this bill?
What do we know about it?
Yeah. It would be good because he can defend staff. See how enthusiastic he is about it.
Members, we have a quorum. We have Mr. Reardon. He didn't know he was going to be presenting, but we do what we got to do.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Why don't you open without objection? We'll allow you to present. When the Assemblywoman comes, we'll kick you out. But in the meantime, you demand.
Okay.
Okay.
AB 2064 is to require all levels of government, including cities and counties, and as well as the legislature and constitutional officers, to make the salaries of elected and appointed officials publicly available on their websites. We have the ability to make more information available online more than ever, and yet our current system serves insiders more than it does everyday Californians. The first step to making all levels of government more transparent is giving the taxpayers access to the most basic information of how their elected and appointed officials are paid. The Assemblywoman wants to make it clear that she does not agree with the amendments that have been put in that state that it is the intent of the legislature to post salaries by rule. She wanted to put it in by statute.
However.
Is that why she's not here?
She is in caucus, and I've been trying to get her out of caucus, so I'm apologize for that.
Yes.
So her feeling is if it's good enough for local governments, it should be good enough for the legislature. That being said, the need for transparency is great, and the public is desperate for some sunshine on this issue, and should not stand in the way of the bill moving forward. It's become clear that transparency of public officials and salaries is severely lacking, and while, in her opinion, this isn't the best answer, it's the acknowledgement.
Okay, hold, you know, we got the real thing now.
Sorry,
sorry I couldn't get a pass to get off the assembly floor to come see you all, so I apologize
We were all waiting here for you with bated breath, too. We were just listening to the your chief of staff, who we kind of drafted in your absence. But why don't you continue?
Thank you. Unfortunately, I wish the circumstances were a bit better. I introduced AB 2064 because I thought all levels of government should be more transparent and should make information as quickly and easily accessible to the public as possible. If Bell has taught us nothing, it's that people don't know how money is being spent. They certainly don't even know how to find that information in order to reveal things like city managers making $800,000 a year. If we just gave people that information, I think that the natural process of local civic engagement would work itself out and would address a lot of the problems that we're seeing right now in local government. So I introduced this bill because I thought it was a modest, easy, inexpensive way to provide information to the public. Just put on the websites what your elected and appointed officials are making and let local democracy work. And that was the intent of AB 2064, to have it apply to cities, to counties, to the legislature, to constitutional officers, and all levels of government. I do not support the amendments that were made to the bill to exclude the legislature from that process. I understand the argument that the legislature conducts its business through House rules, and I respect that that is through the tradition of the legislature to do so. However, I do not think that that is the appropriate response to this bill, that we should tell cities and counties and even constitutional officers, you must by statute follow this rule. But we're not going to do that. We'll have our own internal rule to address that. Cities and counties could currently adopt their own internal rules to post this information on websites. And if they gave us that response, we would still think it lacking, because we know that when we're not looking, it could change. And that's my concern with the amendments, the hostile amendments that were made to AB 2064, is that we cannot, with a straight face, look at cities and counties and say to them a different rule should apply to you than applies to us in the legislature. Without the amendment, I'm happy to support AB 2064. Okay,
well, let me give you an option.
Sure.
We could take the amendment out, and then We were actually going through odds on how we thought the bill would do. We could take the amendment out, but it would significantly alter your odds. But that would be your choice, because it's your bill.
I would prefer that we be consistent in our message,
okay,
and that we not have a different set of rules apply to the legislature,
okay, but
than applies to other levels of government.
But I don't know that I would necessarily want to have a bill that I didn't like. So I'm trying to understand if you would like, we could probably save ourselves a whole lot of time, and we could just say we won't hear it because the author doesn't like it, and then we could go worry about something else.
I think it would be unfortunate for the citizens of California to not at least have the opportunity to hear the legislature say, yes, we think the same rules should apply to all levels of government, or no, we think it shouldn't. So I think there should be an up or down vote one way or the other. And I think that we should go on record saying, yes, the same rules should apply to all levels of government, or no, okay, they shouldn't.
Let me try this again. What I have before me is the bill that was amended that got here. I'm not going to get the rule waivers to amend it or do anything. So your option is this, or we'd be talking about something else. So we could take an up or down vote on the bill that is before us, or as the author of the bill, you could say, I don't want this bill with my name on it, and then we would move on to something else.
Let me be clear.
Okay.
I don't like this bill.
Okay.
Okay. Then,
okay. Then we're adjourned. We can go worry about something else.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. God.